Pacers point guard Jarrett Jack, who joins us here in the zone on XL 950. Jarrett, it's good to talk to you. How's your offseason been going?
It's been busy, actually, man. I've been going to class. I've already started back working out hard in the weight room and training. So, you know, I've been getting ready, hopefully trying to get us back into the playoff picture next year.
Well, tell us a bit about the basketball camp, which is coming up in just 2 months at Brebeuf.
You know, it's coming up July 20th through the 24th. Ages 7 to 15. Information, you can go to jarrettjackbasketballcamp.com. So you can call 301-807-8505 just for more information. And, you know, we're trying to do our best to give kids an outlet. You know, the summer months are coming up, and they got time on their hands.
And you've got another session in August near your hometown in Maryland as well. Is that correct?
Definitely. I have another camp there. You know, that's the community that helped raise me, so I want to do my part to try to help and give back.
Jared, even with classes and with working out and getting ready for the 2009-2010 season, have you been able to pay any attention to the NBA Finals thus far?
Of course. You know, I went to a number of playoff games. You know, that's, you know, the best basketball there is playoff time. And the Finals, I think it's been two pretty competitive games. The first one, I think Orlando had a little bit of a jitter. They were able to settle in game two. Thought they were going to be able to steal it, but, you know, it came up short.
Pacers beat both the Lakers and Magic in the regular season. Does that make you think that this team maybe isn't that far away from being on the level of L.A. or Orlando, Jarrett?
I just think we tend to play to the level of our competition. You know, if we're playing the Lakers, Celtics, Nuggets, those type of teams, we come out hyped and we come out a little bit more focused than we do, say, if we play some of the bottom-tier teams. And for us to be a good ball club, we have to, you know, kind of have that mental focus, that attack mentality, regardless of who we're playing.
We talked to Danny Granger the other week, and he said he was spending some of his offseason in Italy and that he really liked to travel. Have you gotten a chance to travel anywhere, or is that your thing?
The travel thing isn't really me. My parents and everybody always gets on me because I don't take any vacations. For me, like I told them, my vacation is going around, going to playoff games. I'm a basketball junkie. You know, I love being around the sport, regardless if it's professionally, you know, AAU basketball, that's just what I love to do. And in my spare time, that's all I do.
What did you think about your teammate winning the Most Improved Player Award a few weeks ago? You think that was well-deserved?
Oh, definitely. You know, I was just talking with somebody. The kid had an unbelievable season. I think he really opened a lot of eyes around the league as well as my own. You know, and it was deservingly so. And, you know, I'm just happy for him. He had a tremendous year this year.
Speaking of improved, your offensive numbers pretty much up across the board. Are you happy right now with the situation here with this team and this city?
I'm very happy. You know, coming in, there was some uncertainty. Everybody asking how are they going to be able to mix me and TJ. I think Coach O'Brien did a great job of balancing that out. And, you know, hopefully we can get these contract negotiations underway come July 1st and come to some type of agreement and we can get this ball rolling again.
What are your feelings right now with the contract situation? I know that Larry Bird has said publicly that he really, really wants to bring you back into the fold here with the Pacers. Are you just kind of taking an open-minded approach to the whole thing, Jarrett?
I mean, we all know it's a business at the end of the day. But like I've been saying to everybody, you know, I'm still kind of indebted to the Pacers. They're one team that actually gave me a chance to really showcase what I can do on this level. And, you know, some people call me crazy, but I'm a really loyal person. And I feel like, you know, they gave me a chance. I would love to give them one, trying to get them back in the playoffs.
There's lots of speculation that the Pacers may take a point guard with their first-round pick later this month. You did a nice job mentoring Brandon Rush in your time in Indy here. Would you be open to that again, maybe mentoring a younger player? Should the Pacers draft a young point guard, and should you re-sign with the team?
Well, anybody they bring in, you know, hopefully if I'm able to resign, is going to be a teammate, you know, first and foremost. Regardless, they bring in a big man, shooting guard. If they bring in anybody, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to lend a helping hand to anybody whenever I see fit, regardless if he plays my position or the next man's. And whatever we can do to, you know, get this ball club going back in a positive way, you know, I'm all for it.
Jarrett Jack is in the zone on XL 950. After spending your first full season here in Indy, Jarrett, can you envision yourself being here on a long-term basis, I mean, even outside of basketball?
I mean, I can't. You know, when I first came to Indianapolis, I thought it was a lot more of a slower city than what it really was. When I got here, I saw that the fans were really they really took to the team. Obviously, we have the Colts here, so it's, you know, it's kind of in the sports frenzy also when football season is going on. So you know, I really like the city, and hopefully I can be here for it.
Jared Jack basketball camps July 20th through the 24th at Brebeuf High School. It goes from 9:30 in the morning to 2:30 in the afternoon. Jared, I know you gave that website earlier in the interview. Why don't you tell us to our listeners one more time where they can get more information about your basketball camps?
JaredJackBasketball.com, and you can also call 301-807-8505.
Thanks for coming on the show, Jared. Good luck with the rest of the offseason, and I know that Pacer fans want to see you back wearing the blue and gold next season. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Was one of my favorite, you know, non-related to a team that I had a tie with or that I was rooting for, team that I've ever even watched, I think. I had Tech, and part of it was because, you know, we've talked about this on the show before. My brackets have been so bad over the past couple of years. This past year wasn't too bad of a bracket. I didn't have Villanova in my Final Four, but I had Louisville winning it all. And in 04, which was kind of a random Final Four, I ended up getting all sevens on the slot machine there and nailed the Final Four. And Georgia Tech was one of those teams. Oklahoma State, Duke, and UConn were the others. And that Tech team for Jack, that was his junior year, I believe, was like B.J. Elder, Will Bynum, who's now with the Detroit Pistons. Remember the Australian kid, Luke Schencher? He was on that team. And that was just kind of a fun team to watch. I think they were a 3 seed, and they ended up coming out of their region. They beat BC in a really close game, then beat Kansas in Kansas City, which was a huge, huge KU crowd, like 80% Jayhawk fans, and were able to overcome that, I think, in overtime and win that game there in the Elite Eight. And Jared, a great emotional leader of the team, and of course, he looked a lot a player that a lot of people held in high regard in Central Indiana and across the state of Indiana for IU that was also playing there at that time, A.J. Moye, who was a senior when Jared Jack went to was at Georgia Tech and went to the Final Four and then went to the championship game before losing to Mecca Okafor, Ben Gordon, and that UConn team. Also an interesting kind of bit of trivia for the Pacers this year. If you look at that roster, I think they said 9 out of the 12 players had actually been to the Final Four. Stephen Graham, Jared Jack, really the only ones that hadn't been were Danny Granger and Troy Murphy. For the most part, and obviously Jeff Foster, who went to, West Texas State? West Texas State, unfortunately, they weren't able to make it to the Final Four. Sorry about that, guys, to disappoint you. But T.J. Ford and his Texas team, they went. Jared Jack and the Georgia Tech team went. Travis Diener with Marquette, he went. Brandon Rush in Kansas went. Roy Hibbert at Georgetown went. So a lot of the players for the Pacers, for this past season's Pacers, went on to the had a lot of success in college and took their teams to the Final Four with whatever role that they ended up having. 736-0950, the zone at xl950.com is the email address. But I think that is important for the Pacers to try to bring back Jack into the point guard fray. I don't think it's the most important move. It's not life or death. It's not like they'd be losing, you know, Granger or Brandon Rush. But Jared Jack brought a lot of things to the table this year, and that was a great trade by Larry Bird. You know, we're so quick to go on to GMs and presidents of teams for making terrible moves, and so quick to put them in the stocks and bring out the guillotine and say, wow, this was a terrible move. We always remember the really bad trades. We do remember the great, great trades and the really trades, but we don't necessarily remember the just good trades. And I think that was a very good trade. Because Jared Bayless, I think, is eventually going to be a player. He doesn't really have a spot for... There's not really a spot for him there in Portland with all the young players that they have there and everybody kind of aching for minutes. But that was absolutely the right move. It didn't look like the right move early on. I thought Brandon Rush was a big bust. But then he came out and really blossomed at the end of the year. He's a good defender. He's a good shooter. I think he's going to be the two guard for a long time here in Indiana. And you get Jay McRoberts essentially as throw-ins. So not only is Brush, I would argue, the better player than Jared Bayless right now. So even in a straight-up deal, even if it was just Rush for Bayless, I thought the Pacers would get the better end of that. But you get McRoberts, who can be your 12th man. And it's from Carmel. It's good to have a Indiana kid on the team, I guess. And the Jared Jack, who's very important as a role player and a spot starter. He's a little more than a role player. I don't like calling him a role player. You know, role player is Jeff Foster. Jack is a guy that can, you know, score 30 points in a game. Jeff Foster can't do it. God bless his heart. He can't do that. He's a role player. Jack's a little bit of a step above a role player. And I by all indications, just from talking to him there, he said, you know, we got to get ready for next year. Saying we about the Pacers, that's got to be something. I think he wants to stay. And see how it Butel, when you heard that, see, we have to get back. That didn't make you cringe at all, right? For some reason, that just flowed so naturally.
He probably still owns a Pacer G.
Yeah. He's still a restricted free agent, so technically, he is still part of the team. Whereas unrestricted free agent, I guess you could make the argument that he wasn't affiliated with any team. But when he said, I didn't want to put a hole into the wall, I didn't want to punch anybody in the face, it seemed natural because he's actually played for the team and contributed to the team. Maybe if he had season tickets, it'd be a little more of a wee. If I had season tickets to the Pacers, it would work a little bit more. 736-0950, the zone at xl950.com is the email address. And we'll get into that. I mean, you know, still talking NBA Finals throughout the week and until the series is over. But then as the draft approaches and things like that, we're going to start taking more in-depth looks into the Pacers moving forward, because I think this is actually the first offseason in, 3 years that we've actually kind of been excited about what's going on? I mean, if you go back, last year, it was a complete disaster. We're talking about Tinsley and trying to trade the albatross contract of Jermaine O'Neal. 2 years ago was kind of the, I don't know, in-between time. That was a weird offseason 2 years ago. In 07, the team was coming off a really disappointing season, the first one in a long time that they ever had, and you didn't really know how to react. You could tell that the current team had kind of run the gambit and that they would have to start rebuilding. So that was a kind of a weird confusion, like 14-year-old girl kind of, you know, you're confused. You need changes and things like that, and it's strange. Kind of like that. Kind of teen. Actually, me when I was like 17, because I was under 5 feet tall until I went through puberty like 2 years ago. But what I'm saying is that at least this year there is some optimism and things to talk about. Like, we could really get into the X's and O's of the Pacers and personnel moves and things like that, whereas the last 2 years, I mean, they've been so strapped by the cap and without draft picks that it's really been a topic. The Pacers haven't really been a topic for the season, for the offseason, that is. Now they have a first-round pick. They've got a second-round pick, too. They've got building blocks like Rush and Roy Hibbert. Injured. Troy Murphy had a great year. But people started putting butts back in the seats at Conseco Fieldhouse. Things got better. And when things get better, invariably, we're going to start talking about them more. So it's good. I'm actually looking forward to this offseason, whereas the last two, even three offseasons for the Pacers have been really kind of disappointing. The last really exciting offseason was 05, because coming out of the brawl year, figured, hey, last hurrah for Reggie, probably. Now that they're back, they can actually live up to the expectations and put everything behind them. It didn't end up that way because of all the incidents that they had off the court. We'll continue to take your call. 736-0950, the zone at xl950.com is the email address. When we return, we have bumped over Adrian Wojnarowski, so we'll talk to him in the next segment of Yahoo Sports about his latest comms and about the latest involving the NBA Finals. This is the zone on XL950.
From the Indiana Downs, XL950 Studios. This is your XL Sports Flash.
Brought to you by Indiana Computer Enterprises. I'm Jeremy Butel, providing complete professional computer services by trained and certified technicians. Call 299-3314 for a free network evaluation. NBA Finals.